It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd talk, yeah!
Hi there, and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Odyssey's Nerd Talk, as heard on 107.7 The End. I'm your host, Gregor. He literally called me from outside a furry bar. He's your fur daddy and ours. He's Brandon from the internet.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even made up. That's just
I don't think Siege even knows about this yet. They'll have to.
I don't.
So I was getting ready. Maria and I were going to go to a gala the other night. I don't remember. I've been to several recently. Brag. And so I don't know which one it was. With my one suit.
It was the Seattle Arts and Lectures.
Thank you, Brandon. And I get a call from Brandon, and I'm like, oh my God, he must be like dying or hurt or something. Because like, why would anyone call anyone? And so I answered. I'm like, hello? And he was like, hey man, how close to that slightly furry do you actually live? I was like, 2 minutes. Why? And he was like, because I'm looking at it. And I was like, all right. So he came over and said hi. It was
nice. I get it now because, like, I'd seen the pictures and stuff that you'd posted, I think driving past or walking past or something like that. I was on my way to see a concert with my brother. And I was just getting off the freeway and driving past it. And I like got stopped at this light. I would have never seen it, but I got stopped at this light. And I was just like kind of looking around and looked up. And I was like, oh man, that place looks like a cool, like, black person bar. And then I like looked at the words a little closer and I was like, oh, it's slightly furry. Wait.
You heard the turntable. It was like, oh my God, it's slightly furry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this.
And then that's now how you wayfind to get to Gregor's house at this point. It's just directions to slightly furry, and then it's like, what's
thanks for giving them the idea, by the way. Like, that's great.
Yeah. It's what is it? Yeah, now people can just draw like a radius. He can't have gotten
two
that
minutes
far.
Away.
what do they say in Peter Pan? It's like you fly to the second star on the right.
Straight on till
blah,
morning.
Blah, 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 till morning. Yeah, you fly to slightly furry. It's straight on to Gregor's.
How does Siege know that? That's amazing. Anyway.
Siege knows way too
because
much.
We've seen movies.
Well, speaking of which, he's bringing the real Miami Heat from the drippy tip of America's dong. He's Siege. Hey, buddy.
Wow, that was an introduction if I have ever heard one, and all of it accurate.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am lovely. I am so happy to be here today, my friends.
Siege, I've got something that might interest you. I have a neighbor a couple doors down, and he works for, what's the Bezos Wiener Rocket Company?
Blue Origin.
I was wearing a NASA shirt one day, and he was like, whoa, are you, like, into space? And I was like, I am into space.
No.
And he was like, so you, like, work at NASA? Or I was like, does anyone work at NASA? Like, what? No.
Does that if you said yes, does that become a gang fight, like, in the middle of the streets of Seattle?
And I was like,
I hope so.
No, dude, I don't do that. And he was like, oh, I work at Blue Origin. And I was like, oh, okay, he just moved here from wherever to work there. And okay, great. So I see him now some months later, and he's like, dude, I'm going to be gone for 6 months, and I'm turning my place into an Airbnb. Work is sending me to, they're sending me away to do a thing. And I was like, wait a second, are they sending you to, like, somewhere cool? And he was like, Florida. And I was like, well, I mean, at least you got, like, Kennedy. And he was like, yeah. I was like, they're putting you up in Titusville for 6 months? And he was like, how do you know so much about this? And I was like, remember, I'm the guy in the space shirt. Like, these are the things I know. I've been there with Siege. So
this is what I do.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, pretty cool. I hope that I can get a job at Blue Origin as a freelancer, or what do they call it? A contractor. That's how you say it in the real world. Like,
that was a wonderful chance for you to gain us a new listener, and you failed.
Oh, dude, I failed hard too. Here's the deal.
I don't work for the space. And in fact, do you want to know how little I know about it?
Listen to my podcast. I can prove it. Oh yeah, this guy does not work for NASA. That's far too dumb and offensive to actually work there, even in their PR. So let's go. All right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, none of us is a scientist, clearly, or just keep listening to find out. Engineer, same, or supervillain, potentially.
Mm.
But if you are, let us know what we get wrong and maybe even what we get right. What? If you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online and say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. If you spell the whole thing out, you will find our new Instagram page, which is run by Siege. Thank you for doing that. And almost half a century of people following us now. Way to go.
I know. We're almost at the big 5-0. I'm so proud.
Now, fellas, this doesn't happen often, but I'd like to bring an old feature back. I have a question of the week.
What? Question of the week.
The week. Sean Gervin, Sean Gravy Gervin, listener of I almost said Our Dumb Podcast, basically the same thing. Nerd Talk
Sup,
Plus.
Dummies?
He sent me on Instagram the other day, and I was like, well, I know who to ask this question to. The question: would you rather have $1 million right now, but you could never masturbate again? Or would you want to make $100 every time you masturbate?
Oh, this is like the easiest question I've ever been posited. Give me that $100. I'd have made almost a grand today.
I have some follow-ups. Does it have to be to completion, or can it just be like...
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have to...
I'm going to say, I'm going to say you have to finish.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, because then you will have diminishing returns at that
point. Come off that anxiety medicine so fast.
We'd also come on it.
Well, yeah, you gotta fill those bottles up with something.
All right, I need to do some math here. Hold on, where's ChatGPT? Here we go, buddy.
Listen, if you jerk off 3 times a day, that's about $100,000 a year. 365 times 3, it's about, 100 times 1,000 is 100,000, right?
3 times a day is definitely manageable.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a bad day or you're sick or something like that.
But for how long?
Well, if you wanted to make $1 million, you'd have to do it for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm going to take the
But you can
guys.
Never masturbate again.
Yeah, I feel like it's basically what you're saying is, in order to make $1 million, you have to murder your penis.
What?
Or
No. That's tender, loving care.
First of all, murder your
penis. How are you masturbating, Brandon?
What world do you live in where $100,000 extra for 3 times a day is murder?
I feel like the 3 times a day, every week, every month, for a year, you're going to become
20?
So desensitized.
Again? Like,
yeah. No, you'll become so desensitized that it's going to take more and more until...
Desensitized to what?
Like I said, diminishing
returns.
Are we
talking about going down the dark web of porn?
No. Desensitized to the own feeling of your dangle.
Today I learned that all of us masturbate at different capacities. So
I have so much stuff to say there, but
imagine if you could make, a 6-figure salary doing 45 minutes of work a day. Like, I'm saying, jeez, 15 minutes from start to finish 3 times a day. I'm good for it, man. I could easily make that my career without having any resent towards my own hand.
Man, ChatGPT is trying to be all
I can't talk about masturbating because I'm
I don't have
a GPT is all. It is not possible to directly monetize masturbation in a straightforward manner. However, if you're
I'm telling you
the,
it is.
That's categorically false.
Dumbass
too,
robot.
Because the internet porn exists.
However,
like it is absolutely possible to make money doing that.
If you're referring to the concept of getting paid for participation in adult entertainment, the compensation varies greatly and isn't solely based on frequency. It's essential to prioritize health and well-being over financial gains and such considerations. Yeah, right.
Now,
see, I think for once, ChatGPT and I are on the same page.
Now, listen. This would you start an OnlyFans boats? Now, would you start an OnlyFans?
Already got one.
Where you're racing to $1 million?
Yes.
Like, follow me.
I'll take your $4.99 a month also on top of that. I don't care if it's only $5 a month.
This is, I mean, I really want someone, probably not Brandon. Siege, I really want you to do this for a living.
I do too, but like, is this an actual job or was this just something that
Gravy
like actually just came up with and threw
No, it's just
us.
A meme. It's not like a thing. There's not like an application you fill out.
Man.
This is a thought starter. This is, we're supposed to be intellectualizing something.
I thought this was something like, I don't know, that Sony would hire me to do just to figure out or so. I don't know.
I was kind of hoping that this question came from, like, Gravy was just whacking it, thinking about that.
Thinking about the podcast.
And that's what was getting him going. No, thinking about, would I take $1 million right now, but never do this again? Or, and he's just going to town the whole time while he's just having this, like...
cranking it.
NerdTalkPlus.com, please find us on there. I feel like women and men are built so differently, and Brandon evidently are built so differently that, like, I think that most women probably would just take the $1 million because it's more of a production. I think maybe I'm wrong, and I'm fine to be wrong or whatever. But
man, judging on every girlfriend that I've had, that would be an absolute no. They would make so much more money taking the 100 than the $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a different world over there.
I thought you said what's up? I was like,
sup.
All right.
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Welcome to the barbecue.
Welcome to the barbecue.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I've just got so many of these buttons now.
I feel like this is really divisive. I'm kind of upset that I even brought this up. But nerdtalkplus.com to chime in. Hit us on Instagram specifically. We'd love more followers there and great content going up. A lot of horse pants conversations today. It was a lot. Shout outs to Brooker Bean who engaged on that, and also for making us the Taylor Swift Brandon's era or Brandon's version or whatever.
That's right.
Bracelets with all of our social handles. I mean, we won't show Brandon's because he doesn't want people to actually find him because of the content of this. He's like, you know, I think that Jesus Christ said that masturbating only in an emergency is the only time you can do that, not for money, okay?
If you really need $100. <that's... laughs>
Damn. How much would you have to make a month jerking off just to make it? Like, how many fans would you need and donate? Siege, I think this is your market, bro. I think you could do this.
Guys, if you... 27 times a day, you could be a millionaire in a year.
27 times in one day. That would be laborious. I'd need shoulder surgery by like month 3.
You'd have a machine, like a milking machine. It's like,
yeah, wait a second. Does that count as masturbation? If I could get the million right
it
now?
It just becomes the Matrix.
The Chinese sperm donation machine.
It's the Matrix. It's the Matrix Brandon's version.
Brandon's version.
Lots of balls. The Oracle's just a nutsack. Just like a beanbag chair. Here, sit on me. No, I'm good.
Balls.
No.
All right, well. Anyway. Okay, well, to the show. Hooray.
Hooray. happy birthday to the first Mothra fairies, the twins. The Edo twins, they were born today in 1941.
You're going to have to do a better job explaining that, please.
You know the older Godzilla films where they had the two twins and they would always sing and they were just like, la la la, Godzilla's going to murder you all. Those were the Mothra twins and they were born today in 1941, the Edo twins. So
ITO?
ITO, yes.
Oh, wow. I'd say something's little in Spanish. I like that too for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, they were tiny.
Yeah, tiny little singers. Did you see Godzilla X Kong or whatever it was called?
Oh, yes, I did.
How was it?
You know what? That reminds me.
Haiku!
I've not approved any of these things. And all of a sudden, we have all these sound effects and weird things happening. And like, okay.
It's a haiku.
I'd love your
review.
Haiku review, please.
Yes, it's a new benchmark.
Hold on. And now here's Siege with this week's haiku review.
Haiku review.
Siege?
Godzilla roars loud. Kong meets him in battle fierce. Titans clash. No story.
On a scale of 1 to 5 Mothras, how many do you give it?
Ooh, I'm giving it 4.5 Mothras. And the only reason I'm deducting a half a Mothra is because...
Not because of the no story.
No. Using of the Aboriginal people of Inner Earth to, you know, propagate this story going forward. Without their permission.
So it was on a social justice level?
Yes. It was a social justice half Mothra. But there were anti-gravitational...
Mole lives matter.
There were anti-gravitational kaiju battles, and like this was just all about the fighting. So, and I was here for it. It was kind of like old school where they just kind of get weird with it. So I was like, go for it.
I'm going to go see this on Saturday. And I've been intentionally trying to go in as cold as possible. And
well, now you know about the dang mole people.
But now I know about the mole people. Great. Now I know that I need to go in and expect to just be sitting among the woke mob, trying to free the mole people. But the one clip that I've seen from it, other than like the trailer that I saw during Dune 2, was Godzilla suplexing the Mega Kong guy off of a pyramid, and I was like,
pretty tight.
This doesn't seem like the kind of battle that would be
woke,
realistic. Yeah, woke,
realistic.
This
is totally realistic.
Like, no, giant lizard beast created by radiation and math and tears fights the giant monkey.
No,
man.
But I'm like, okay, but within the limits of the creatures that have been created for this movie. Watching a giant lizard dinosaur suplex a gigantic gorilla off of a pyramid, I was like, this is exactly what I want out of a movie like this. It's just like completely jump the shark. Like, just give me, I don't care the physics involved, how long the Godzilla's arms would actually have to be to pull that move off. This is incredible. And so, like, if that's the one thing that I'm going off of, then I'm so stoked.
If you remember, get ready for almost 2.5 hours of that.
If you remember Neo Geo and King of the Monsters, it really sounds like that's partially what it
Hell
is.
Hell so. Yes. Very much so. Yes. Oh, man, that's a throwback.
How did you never see Godzilla Minus One, but you're going to go see the WWE of kaiju battles? I mean, I guess the question answers itself, to be fair. But
I always love I feel like it's a very well-known fun fact at this point that Vin Diesel was the voice of the Iron mm-hmm. Giant, right? In the movie
Iron Giant. I thought you were going to say Godzilla.
And I feel like the version of this, yeah, Vin Diesel, no, it, John Cena is the body of Godzilla.
Oh, was your thought over? I'm sorry. I thought you were going to keep going.
No, that's okay. Well, thanks. Thanks, Greg. Awesome, man. That was it. No, that was it.
All right. Well,
Siege giggled.
I think you just your phrasing. I thought there was more. Okay, I'm sorry. It was.
No, I just like that. I like the idea of like a mocap. No, I'm going to continue now because I feel Maria's probably loving this right now as I'm slowly devolving. Like, I wish. You know, I listened back to that podcast again. We had the great idea of being able to have like the live feed next to our names while we're going and to see how like you react in real time to bombing. And This is the moment where I know that if that were a thing, I would absolutely start to become unraveled as soon as Greg goes, oh, are you done? That's it. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, let me make a joke again.
Please help us.
That's not how I meant it. I just didn't realize that your thought was over with. We tend to go on a little longer sometimes. I don't know if you've listened to the pod before. Right. It's not always so succinct. So well done on your word economy, Brandon. We're proud of you.
On Brandon's thought, though, I would like to see a John Cena versus Vin Diesel kaiju battle. Like, get them in the rubber suits and just have them slap chests. Like, you can't see me. On an audio platform, Greg.
Oh my god! No, it would be fun if that was like the Easter eggs in Star Wars, where it's like Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper in this scene, and you're like, nobody cares because you can't see, like, he doesn't do anything. That's Daniel Craig.
He drops the guns,
you know. Yeah, well, that's like it'd be fun if the at the end of this, John Cena was the motion capture for Godzilla.
Yeah, right.
And
have we talked about how I want there to be?
They didn't publicize.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so now I keep going.
Wow, Brandon.
Sorry. Have we talked about how I want there to be a movie about the Death Star, like, that's not related to it getting blown up or anything like that, where it's just the people that work for the Death Star, like the people that work in accounting and stuff like that? Like, I really want there to be a movie about that where Daniel Craig's actually in it, but not as like a cameo thing. Like, he's like the middle manager of like the parts department or something like that. And I just wanted like a How the Star Wars World Works movie or TV show. I think like the office of Star Wars. But anyway, all right.
That
would
be amazing. Yeah, I like that.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Bad news for robot dogs. For the first time ever, a robot dog has been shot in the line of duty. It was doing police work in Massachusetts. It went in after a guy. The guy kicked it over, and it fell over, and he was like running up the stairs to get away from the police. When the dog got back up, and he was like, first of all, that's creepy. Secondly, he tried to kick it over again, and it just kept coming. I'm here to help, or whatever. And so he took out his gun, and he blasted the thing, shooting it in the, well, air quotes, neck, and taking the thing out. So the first time that we've seen perp on robot dog crime so far.
What? So wait, this was a police robot dog chasing a perp yelling, I'm here to help?
Well, I mean, it was like, I don't know that it was like, I don't know it was yelling anything, to be fair. Do you know that Boston Dynamics has it specifically in the rules that you're not allowed to attach weapons to the robot dogs?
Yeah,
and then everyone is like, yeah, but have you heard of Chinese Boston Dynamics where they like don't care at all?
I thought that was like the state of Massachusetts was putting that into law. So Boston Dynamics was like talking about moving to Texas, or maybe we just made that up.
I mean, that.
Austin Dynamics. That's where they take the robot dogs and give them guns.
Open carry.
So I mean,
that I'm just shocked that like you're gonna make a robot police dong and you don't make it bulletproof. Dog, sorry.
Either.
Every time you guys said either dog, I keep thinking you're gonna say dong, and so it's
Brandon's version.
Dong slipped. Yeah. The police dog, like, how do you not make it bulletproof if you're putting it, like, and give it, you know how like people are so, I don't know how to put this in a way that won't offend police people. People are so horny for the police all the time.
One way or the other.
That like anytime, anytime anything happens to police, like I get it. It's a tragedy. Somebody dies doing their job. It sucks. And then it becomes like this massive, this person's a hero forever, despite like the person might have sucked in real life. Other than the fact that they were a cop and they died. Anyway, because of that,
but a dog cop gets shot and everyone's like, that poor little hero gave his life, and everyone can get behind that.
I would not put it past the Massachusetts State Patrol or Police Department, whoever it was, to like do a full guard of honor for this robo dog as it just goes and gets recycled into a new robo dog.
Just replace its like two like neck hydraulic spacer thingy jiggers and put a blue stripe down it. It's good. It's good.
Well, but the idea being, though, that people that want to propaganda who are just playing the plebs, who want the robots to be a bigger part of the police force, can be like, look, I mean, if that was a human, can you imagine? Or if that was a real dog, like, we got to start taking these robot dogs seriously. I mean, if you're really pro-police, then you got to recognize how valuable they are to everyone's lives and how their lives actually matter. And then people will be like, yeah, robots matter. Let's have them lock me up too and juice me.
All right.
If that was a human in that situation and they happened to get kicked over twice and then had to get the crawl, like, get, I'm just trying to picture like a regular cop getting kicked over onto
Chief
his back.
Chief Wiggum is who you're imagining.
to work his way back onto his feet like a turtle, like working his way back onto his feet. And then, oh no, I got kicked over again. The guy's like, fine, I tried to do this. I'm just going to shoot you.
Double
this time.
Tap.
It's, to me, it would be so creepy that you like, it's like when they kill the skeletons in what, like Evil Dead or something like that, and then they just like stand back up and they keep coming. Like it's like,
oh, the Koopa skeletons.
Yeah,
in Super
and you
Mario.
Like knock over the robot dog and you start to get away and it just gets up and it's like, don't run, we're here to help, or whatever, that type of Mars
don't
attacks
run,
type
we're
thing.
Here to help.
Yeah.
What's even worse is I remember we did a story a few episodes, well, maybe like 10 or so episodes back, where they had all these polite English voices on all the Boston Dynamics police dogs. Now I'm just picturing that. Please don't rotten. We're here to help. Pa, pa.
I am your friend. Please unzip your genitals.
Wow.
That was weird.
For $100, I will.
Your genitals. So, the squares at Twitch have gone and ruined the wonderful new art of people being able to stream on boobs and butts. They are no longer to be streamed upon.
Aww.
I forget her name at this point. I read about this last week, and so you can look it up. It's wonderful. But a streamer who's very popular, she decided that she would wear green screen booty shorts real tight, and then she would put the camera behind her standing desk. She would stand up and put the camera behind her so that way her butt took up most of the screen. And then she would stream Fortnite but have it projected onto her butt. So that way people watching, horny little bastards watching, could be like, this is pretty cool. Now, if she has her own OnlyFans, I can only imagine where this goes from there or whatever. I don't know if she does. I shouldn't say I don't think. I have no idea. I did not check or whatever. But Twitch has moved real quickly to ban that. Like, you can't, like, take anime even and have it, like, stream on the boobs of anime characters or whatever. So, no boobs and no butts. Way to go, Twitch.
My question is, why?
They want... Why don't they want you to do that?
Yeah.
Like, well, puritanical America that wants to sell everything they can as easily as they can to be able to, like, have big corporate sponsors that are afraid of sexualization, especially when, like, one side of the party is all yelling about pedos trying to take the kids.
Hmm. I guess that makes sense.
As Reddit becomes a publicly traded company and 90% of it is porn?
Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah. Not the 10% I'm on.
Yeah, no, I mean, come on. Not maybe, maybe, maybe. No. Reddit has been doing this awesome job. I wish, I guess it was sort of like TikTok in the heyday, Reddit's been doing this awesome job of serving me these new, what do they call them, communities that, like, it's like, hey, we think you might be into this. And they're doing, like, an awesome job directly targeting me with it. The one that I found is maybe, maybe, maybe. And it's like, you think something might happen, that penguin might make it to the bottom of that slide without falling down and slipping into its own crap, and then it slips into its own crap, and you're like, stupid idiot,
stupid penguin.
Loser. But yeah, just like the, am I the a-hole, like, things like that, where I'm just like reading this stuff and like, man, even if it's fake, I'm like all in on it. Yeah, so shout out to Reddit, I guess. Are you guys Reddit users?
I would be. I have, yeah. I have my name on all the social media platforms just so I could make sure that nobody else is using it. And of course, Reddit is the only one where somebody else has, it's like, I have my name and I get all the notifications to my phone, but they have my login somehow and I just haven't been able to get it back. So I'm constantly getting notifications like saying like, hey,
replied to your comment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this happened. This happened. I'm like, what is going on over there? And it's all about, like, you know, porn. So, I don't know. At least they're keeping up a good name.
What other things could we stream to? Like, if we're like, it opens up a whole possibility that you just paint something weird, like paint your dog in that green screen color and then just, like, play video games as your dog chases, like, a laser around your living room or something like that. That'd be, like, pretty funny.
See, I always thought that Twitch was like the Wild West of like the streaming ones, because that was the one
that Amazon bought it.
That's true.
Yeah.
As soon as Amazon Music started playing on there, things did get different. I remember that, like, in the early days when you couldn't find like soccer games for across the world, there was literally just some dude watching his own TV and like his head would be in the corner of it. And as long as his head was in the corner of it, it was deemed like he was making it his own content so he could stream the whole game.
You watch the Champions League final with some other dude, like Mr. Yeah, Science, right? Theater 3000 style.
I would do that.
Do you guys stream Twitch at all very much? Is it a thing that you come across or consume?
I have come across Twitch, and I also stream it occasionally. Mostly, I've got friends who do the do video game streaming, and they make a lot of money doing that. And what's crazy is some of the stuff that I'm teaching at CSB now is actually geared towards that, because it's becoming such a huge, huge moneymaker. And you can do it not just for your own thing of like streaming video games. It's like all sorts of other people are having businesses and they want their own like little TV show and podcast and stuff like that. And they can live stream a lot of that stuff and they take live questions and do answers.
I think we can stream this to Twitch, right?
Yeah, we absolutely
Riverside
could.
Goes straight to Twitch, right?
Yeah, pretty sure.
All right, we'll start doing that. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
See how few people want to actually consume this. That'll cool.
You go to twitch.com/@nerdtalkplus on Instagram.com.
It's twitch.tv, but thanks. Yeah.
Whatever.
Close That's enough. It.
So to answer your question, no, I don't use Twitch. I tried. I keep going to twitch.com and it doesn't take me anywhere.
It's a completely different thing.
What
is twitch.com?
When TikTok blew up, there's this guy that, like, I was in Spanish class and there was this guy in Mexico who was like top level racing, sim racing, the Formula One game. And I just came across his live stream one day and then I like followed him and then it started notifying me that it was on. I would just watch. It was just cool to watch and like hear him speaking Spanish and try and understand and read the comments and stuff. Just like an immersion type thing, like how some people watch anime to learn Japanese or whatever. And so I started watching him and then he like was like, suddenly, you know, one day I just caught it at the right time and he was like, also on Twitch. And I was like, oh, you're on Twitch. So I switched over to that and it was like way, way better because he's got, you could position the different windows for the different cameras around the screen to make the experience way better than just the up and down on TikTok.
I can teach you how to do that.
Okay. and so you might have to because we might do this there. But the idea being that I started watching other stuff there instead of on these other streaming platforms and it's way better. Twitch is cool. I just think I'm probably too late to make any money off of it. I think you had to already be doing it or be willing to, you know, do something sexy or stupid.
I mean, we do both, so.
I do one. I'm not doing the $100
You're
every
not doing the stupid?
Three times a day for. Ugh, gross.
I mean, but if there's three of us, three times a day, That's like $1,000 a day, almost.
That'd pay to get all the equipment for Twitch.
We can get that done in a day.
I want to know if someone can make actual, a dude can make actual money trying to jerk his way off to $1 million in hypothetical Monopoly money. And like, if you could actually have fans that subscribe and like, you know, participate, like if you could like get to the goal, if you could actually make the $1 million or make the $100,000 a year, just doing something ridiculous, like trying to like ejaculate to $1 million.
I mean, outside, I mean, not to share any of my friends' secrets or anything like that, but I do know people who have OnlyFans and are quite popular in the gay community just for simply getting naked. Or like, there's some of them who are big buff dudes, then there are some of them who are skinny spindly guys who, you know, attract a certain crowd, and like they get people paying $19.99 a month to just watch them do stuff.
Hey, Twinks, do you want to look into the future of what you might look like as a fat dad? Because for just $4.99 a month, I got you. Just, you think I get fired?
You're like a twink Tamagotchi. You're not going to do anything sexual. You're just going to stand there and be like, huh.
So, this is what I look like.
Yeah, this is what it looks like. This is kind of what I do today. You guys know I live kind of down the street from the brewery bar.
No, I won't meet you there. It's just where I'm at. Kind of a thing.
Yeah. No, it's just kind of where I'm at. I will, though. Yeah, you know.
You want to see some depression? Like, I can show you that. It doesn't get better, Twinks.
This is what sadness looks like after all that you have now is gone.
Yeah. But I can show you what it looks like to have a spare tire of belly fat. Not doing it, huh? Wow.
Mm. Wait, what? See, my...
I didn't see any of them.
My depression is the kind that made me get the medicine that makes me never eat. So you should try
that.
Are
you on meth?
Ooh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on dimethin. Yeah, I got meth.
Nice.
I don't want to eat. That sounds awesome. Like,
no, of course, it's Adderall. Everything is always Adderall.
Adderall or the cocaine?
Yeah. I would love the drug that tells you not to eat. That sounds awesome. Do you get like side effects where your like body is starved for nutrition and then you like feel like you're going to die?
Yeah, totally.
Probably. Yep.
So you got to figure out how to get the nutrients, but then you're just not ever interested in consuming them?
Exactly.
You just have to drink a lot
Nailed
of water.
It. Yeah. No, nothing is ever, there's never like the perfect thing. This is the one that makes it so my wiener works, but it does make me decay.
Wait,
did
you have your wiener cut off?
Yeah, no, oh, you know, that's a whole thing. ended up not doing it.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you skip a pod for that?
No.
Yeah, because it would have been at night. Yeah, that's right. You're right. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He went skiing.
How's your ween? Is it okay?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Still intact.
Well, that's great.
How about your
balls?
Yeah. Those on the other hand. In the other hand. Sorry.
Wow. Double fisting.
One in each hand.
Yeah.
What have we done? What have we done?
Well, dudes, I do have some good news. Instead of being a bummer all the time, forever, I do have some good news, but you have to be a moron to really buy into it. Are you ready?
I'm in.
Sold.
The state of Arizona has signed into law that Pluto is once again a planet.
Yeah! Let's go, Arizona!
You still can't vote if you're black, but Pluto's a planet.
By vote, you mean exist.
If you're Mexican.
Show us your papers. Not you, Pluto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, Pluto, we got your papers right here in the state house.
Is that like giving an honorary doctorate? So Pluto has now got like an honorary doctorate to ASU. It could just like party all the time.
Pluto, PhD.
So I guess back in the early 1900s, the dude that discovered Pluto, he was like a student at the time, and I remember he missed it. He was like doing observations from the telescope up in Flagstaff. And then he went back and was like, oh, dude, look at this. There's like something that's moving consistently through here that we can track. And he was like, oh, that's a planet. And so just a couple months before he died, we sent the New Horizons probe to Pluto. And one of the things that they did was they took a small amount of his ashes and they put it into a small little pod and set it along New Horizons to go to, which I think is ridiculous, but whatever. They sent part of this guy there so that way his remains could be the first of organic material to visit this planet or whatever. Okay, great. Well, Arizona wants to celebrate the fact that their state found this thing that was a planet that is no longer a planet. And so they just decided to ignore math and astronomy and deem it a planet in spite of the, you know, common sense Pluto's, or logic or whatever.
Pluto's always a planet. I don't care.
Do you know that you can get arrested for having one marijuana seed there, but if you're like, that thing, that's a planet. They're like, oh, well, I mean.
Pluto's not a planet. Come here.
You're now imagine,
kind of feels like
they had to have an executive, like a legislative session about this, like draw up, you know, the bill, get it,
yeah,
the votes, and then show up and be like, let's make this the official state planet, Pluto.
I love it.
I also love that, like, anywhere on Earth's official state planet isn't
Earth.
The one that we're on.
The state planet of Arizona is not Earth.
It is not Earth. And I also like, this makes me think that, like, when you go back to when Pluto was deemed not a planet anymore, like, looking back at it, you're kind of, it makes me think that the governments of Earth did something to Pluto, and they were like, it was never a planet. It's not a planet anymore. Pluto never existed at all. Don't look at all of the flying debris out there right now that we completely blew up.
What's that?
Pluto's not a planet.
What's that smoldering laser behind you? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry. Also, Pluto is not a planet anymore.
Well, so what happened was that they've discovered, I think there's 5 official dwarf planets now, including Makemake, Ceres, and a few others that I can't remember. And what they're saying is that there are other objects in the orbit of Pluto that would get, like, if Pluto caught up to them, it wouldn't be able to kick it out of the way. And so they would smash into each other and make something else. And so they can't call it an official planet or whatever. Sorry, I'm stepping on your jokes or whatever. But and so they deemed it a dwarf planet, and now Arizona has deemed it a full planet again. So let's go Arizona, I guess.
Arizona's counting on it to be like that 1986 Civic that, like, if it's going fast enough and has enough momentum, it will drive through the side of a Humvee. Is essentially what they're doing.
It's an amazing reference. I have no idea what that's about, but that's amazing.
Well, you were just saying that, like, because the dwarf planet isn't that like the measure of like a dwarf planet now? Is that
a planet has to be a planet has to be spherical? It has to travel around the sun in a complete orbit, and it has to clear its own orbit, meaning that there can't be other things in its path that it wouldn't obliterate if it were to smash into them.
Okay. So what doesn't Pluto... I thought Neptune wasn't even spherical. I thought Neptune was egg-shaped.
It has to be... No, Neptune's a gas... ice gas planet, and so it's not physical enough to like be, it might be minorly oblong, yeah, but yeah, it's like Earth isn't even round technically. It's like Earth is a odd shape as well,
flat
and
it is round but not spherical.
Oh damn it. Square Earth. The cubic Earth.
The Borg, no. Yeah, they think that there might be 200 dwarf planets out there, as many as 200, if not more. So it's like there's a potential to for us to run into a lot more. And like, there's no way that anyone in Arizona knows all 8 of the planets currently, let alone adding 200 more to it. So I can't even remember the extra 5 dwarf planets. Like, and I like this stuff.
I just saw an article the other day. I can't remember of it because, you know, we don't do science stuff on here anymore. that they were calling them not even dwarf planets. They were calling them like exoplanets or something like that. That they were
Exoplanets are the ones that are traveling around stars that aren't our own. They're outside of our solar system.
Wasn't that? There was something that there were planets that were traveling around our sun, but they wouldn't be considered planets by us. They're bigger than some of the moons for like Jupiter, and I can't remember what the hell it was. It was just like they were such a far orbit around our sun that they couldn't necessarily consider them our solar system. And I was reading this and I just got so lost into it and all the different definitions of all the different planets and moons and everything else, and then I got lost.
And then he realized he was on mushrooms. I didn't realize that Jupiter's largest moon, Ganymede, is... First of all, Jupiter has more than 70 moons, which is crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah, that's one of the bad boys.
Ganymede's slightly larger than Mercury, but 2.5 times smaller than Earth. So Ganymede is bigger than our moon, but, like, probably, like, Mars size, if I was guessing. I guess that's I could actually think about that. But, yeah. One of the moons on... Neptune, Triton, goes the wrong direction. It orbits the wrong way, meaning that it was definitely captured from outside of the known planets, and it got sucked into Neptune's orbits or into its gravity well. And so it could have been a planet, a dwarf planet on its own, probably, but instead got captured. So that's what they think about, like things like Pluto and stuff, that would happen if there was a big enough gravitational influence. So,
and do you work for NASA?
No, Blue Origin, bro.
Yeah.
No. I just get it wrong on a podcast. That's... Yeah. Okay, one more. The world's most precise clock. Have you guys heard about this? It only loses 1 second of time over the course of 40 billion years.
What?
That's 10 times longer than the Earth has been around, or basically the amount of time that they expect the sun to last from birth to star death or whatever.
And it's made by Casio. It's got a calculator.
And Flava Flav is wearing it right now.
You cannot figure out how to turn off the morning alarm on it.
Oh my God.
I guess they're using like, it is like an atomic clock like the other ones, but they've just figured out how to make lattices of two-dimensional space that can get, whatever. Who cares? It's a stupid clock. Something that I learned... What?
No, go ahead.
Something that I learned from trying to figure out how long 10 billion years is was that if you count to a million, it takes you 11 days, maybe 12. I can't remember.
Ugh.
If you count to a billion, how long do you think it takes?
111 days?
No, it's a million million. So
it's a million.
11 million.
A billion is a million millions, right? Yeah.
See, I don't even have time to do that.
No. A million is 1,000 millions.
So, 1,100 days?
32 years. The difference between having $1 million and $1 billion. If you were to count your money years. And you had $1 million bills, it would take you 32 days, or it'd take you 11 days straight to count them all. If you counted $1 billion, it would take you 32 years. That's how rich some people are and how poor. I am.
Oh my God. I think I have a $10 bill over on the corner of my dresser.
What's that like?
I don't know. There's Brandon going into his wallet. Let's see.
He like doesn't believe me.
No. So a million, it takes 11 days to count to a million, which means you can count, I like your dollar analogy. That means if you were counting your money, dollar by dollar, you would be counting $90,000 per day for 11 wow. days. So just in one day, a millionaire could count 90,000 of their
Even
dollars.
Even if I was a millionaire.
What if I was jerking off? How many of those dollars
Well, times 100.
How many are
$9 million?
How many
dollars
are stuck together? Ew.
Wow. Anyway, so yeah, if you ever thought about having $1 billion, just You'd probably just kill yourself. I don't know.
Man, like, if I had $1 billion and had to count it all, I would definitely pay somebody to count it for me, so I wouldn't have to worry about those.
ChatGPT, start counting. Where's that out-of-service robot dog? It's been sidelined from duty, but now it needs a job.
Back on the, right in the desk, robo-dog. Hit in your badge and not gun. This is Boston Dynamics.
I was going to do an Australian accent for Austin Dynamics. I don't know how that. Good day, mate.
Australian Dynamics Australian is the robo dog, but it only jumps.
It's like, and it's a bipedal. Like,
yeah. It's a. Oh, man.
It chases down perps, and the perp turns around to cut him. He goes, "That's not a knife.
That's not a knife.
I'm here to help."
Put him in the pouch.
Like, crikey.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, dudes, I do have some good news instead of being a bummer all the time forever. I do have some good news, but you have to be a moron to really buy into it. Are you ready?
I'm in.
Sold.
The state of Arizona has signed into law that Pluto is once again a planet.
Yeah! Let's go, Arizona!
You still can't vote if you're black, but... Pluto's a planet.
We're going to arrest you if you're Mexican.
Show us your papers, but not you, Pluto.
Yeah. Like,
Oh, no, Pluto, we got your papers right here in the state house.
Is that like giving an honorary doctorate? So Pluto has now got like an honorary doctorate to ASU. It could just like party all the time.
Pluto, PhD.
So, I guess back in the early 1900s, the dude that discovered Pluto, he was like a student at the time, and I remember he missed it. He was like doing observations from the telescope up in Flagstaff, and then he went back and was like, oh, dude, look at this. There's like something that's moving consistently through here that we can track, and he was like, oh, that's a planet. And so, just a couple months before he died, we sent the New Horizons probe to Pluto, and one of the things that they did was they took a small amount of his... ashes, and they put it into a small little pod and set it along New Horizons to go to, which I think is ridiculous, but whatever. They sent part of this guy there so that way his remains could be the first of organic material to visit this planet or whatever. Okay, great. Well, Arizona wants to celebrate the fact that their state found this thing that was a planet that is no longer a planet, and so they just decided to ignore math and astronomy and deem it a planet. In spite of the, you know, common sense or logic or whatever.
Pluto's always a planet. I don't
care. Do you know you can get arrested for having one marijuana seed there, but if you're like, that thing, that's a planet. They're like, oh, well, I mean.
Pluto's not a planet. Come here.
Now imagine.
Kind of feels like.
They had to have an executive, like a legislative session about this. Like draw up, you know, the bill, get it.
Yeah.
The votes, and then show up and be like, let's make this the official state planet, Pluto.
I love it.
I also love that, like, anywhere on Earth's official state planet isn't
Earth.
The one that we're on.
The the state planet of Arizona is not Earth.
is not Earth. And I also like, this makes me think that like when you go back to when Pluto was deemed not a planet anymore, like going, looking back at it, you're kind of, it makes me think that we, the governments of Earth did something to Pluto, and they were like, it was never a planet. It's not a planet anymore. Pluto never existed at all. Don't look at all of the flying debris out there right now that we completely blew up. Pluto's not a planet.
What's that smoldering laser behind you? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Also, Pluto is not a planet anymore.
Well, so what happened was that they've discovered, I think there's 5 official dwarf planets now, including Makemake, Ceres, and a few others that I can't remember. And what they're saying is that there are other objects in the orbit of Pluto that would get, like, if Pluto caught up to them, it wouldn't be able to kick it out of the way. And so they would smash into each other and make something else. And so they can't call it an official planet or whatever. Sorry, I'm stepping on your jokes or whatever. But yeah, and so they deemed it a dwarf planet, and now Arizona has deemed it a full planet again. So let's go Arizona, I guess.
Arizona's counting on it to be like that 1986 Civic that, like, if it's going fast enough and has enough momentum, it will drive through the side of a Humvee. Is essentially what they're doing.
It's an amazing reference. I have no idea what that's about, but that's amazing.
Well, you were just saying that, like, because the dwarf planet isn't that like the measure of like a dwarf planet now? Is that
a planet has to be a planet has to be spherical? It has to travel around the sun in a complete orbit, and it has to clear its own orbit, meaning that there can't be other things in its path that it wouldn't obliterate if it were to smash into them.
Okay. Hmm. So what doesn't Pluto... thought Neptune wasn't even spherical. I thought Neptune was more egg-shaped.
It has to be... No, Neptune's a gas... ice gas planet, and so it is... It's not physical enough to, like, be... It might be minorly oblong.
Oblong.
Yeah, but... yeah, it's like Earth isn't even round, technically. It's like Earth is a... odd shape as well.
Flat.
It is round but not spherical.
Oh, damn it. Square Earth. The cubic Earth.
The Borg, no. Yeah, they think that there might be 200 dwarf planets out there, as many as 200, if not more. So it's like there's a potential to... for us to run into a lot more. And like, there's no way that anyone in Arizona knows all 8 of the planets currently, let alone adding 200 more to it. So I can't even remember the extra 5 dwarf planets. Like, and I like this stuff.
I just saw an article the other day. I can't remember of it because, you know, we don't do science stuff on here anymore. that they were calling them not even dwarf planets. They were calling them like exoplanets or something like that. That they were
Exoplanets are the ones that are traveling around stars that aren't our own. They're okay, outside
so
of
was,
our
so
solar system.
So wasn't that there was something that there were planets that were traveling around our sun, but they wouldn't be considered planets by us. They're bigger than some of the moons for like Jupiter, and I can't remember what the hell it was. It was just like they were such a far orbit around our sun that they couldn't necessarily consider them our solar system. And I was reading this and I just got so lost into it and all the different definitions of all the different planets and moons and everything else. And then I got lost.
And then he realized he was on mushrooms. I didn't realize that Jupiter's largest moon, Ganymede, is... First of all, Jupiter has more than 70 moons, which is crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah. That's one of the bad boys.
Ganymede's slightly larger than Mercury, but 2.5 times smaller than Earth. So Ganymede is bigger than our moon, but like probably like Mars size, if I was guessing. I guess
that's
I can
crazy
actually like,
to think
look
about
or whatever. But yeah, one of the moons on Neptune, Triton, goes the wrong direction. It orbits the wrong way, meaning that it was definitely captured from outside of the known planets, and it got sucked into Neptune's orbits or into its gravity well, And so it could have been a planet, a dwarf planet on its own, probably, but instead got captured. So that's what they think about, like, things like Pluto and stuff, that would happen if there was a big enough gravitational influence. So,
and do you work for NASA?
No, Blue Origin, bro.
Yeah.
No. I just get it wrong on a podcast. That's... Yeah. Okay, one more. The world's most precise clock. Have you guys heard about this? It only loses 1 second of time over the course of 40 billion years.
What?
That's 10 times longer than the Earth has been around, or basically the amount of time that they expect the sun to last from birth to star death or whatever.
And it's made by Casio. It's got a calculator.
And Flava Flav is wearing Flava it right Flav now.
You cannot figure out how to turn off the morning alarm on it.
Oh, my God.
I guess they're using, like, it is like an atomic clock like the other ones, but they've just figured out how to make lattices of two-dimensional space that can get, whatever. Who cares? It's a stupid clock. Something that I learned. What?
No. Go ahead.
Something that I learned from trying to figure out how long 10 billion years is was that if you count to a million, it takes you 11 days, maybe 12. I can't remember.
Ugh.
If you count to a billion, how long do you think it takes?
111 days?
No, it's a million. So
it's a million.
11 million.
A billion is a million millions, right? Yeah.
See, I don't even have time to do that.
No. A billion is a million. Bored. A million is 1,000 millions.
So, 1,100 days?
32 years. The difference between having $1 million and $1 billion, if you were to count your money years. And you had $1 million bills, it would take you 32 days, or it would take you 11 days straight to count them all. If you counted $1 billion, it would take you 32 years. That's how rich some people are and how poor I am.
Oh my God. I think I have a $10 bill over on the corner of my dresser.
What's that like?
I don't know. There's Brandon going into his wallet. Let's see.
He like doesn't believe me.
No. So a million. It takes 11 days to count to a million, which means you can count. If like I like your dollar analogy, that means if you were counting your money, dollar by dollar, you would be counting $90,000 per day. For 11 wow. days. So just in one day, a millionaire could count 90,000 of their
Even
dollars.
Even if I was a millionaire.
What if I was jerking off? How many of those dollars would he?
Well, times 100.
How many are
$9 million
how many are stuck together? Ew.
Wow. Anyway, so yeah, if you ever thought about having $1 billion, probably just kill yourself. I don't know.
Man, like, if I had $1 billion and had to count it all, I would definitely pay somebody to count it for me, so I wouldn't have to worry about those.
ChatGPT, start days. Counting. Where's that out-of-service robot dog? It's been sidelined from duty, but now it needs a job.
Back on the right in the desk, robo dog. Hit in your badge and not gun. This is Boston Dynamics.
I was going to do an Australian accent for Austin Dynamics. I don't know how that. Good day, mate.
Australian Dynamics is a robo dog, but it only jumps.
It's like, and it's a bipedal. Like,
yeah. It's a. Oh, man.
It chases down perps, and the perp turns around to cut him. That's not a knife.
That's not a knife.
I'm here to help.
Put him in the pouch.
Like, crikey.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Oh, O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.